Now, June Curtin is getting ready to take on another 63 ice-cold dips in just 21 days this December, all in the name of charity. June, who you'll know as the woman behind Snavvy Sosta, has previously raised considerable funds for Midwest Simon Community and she'll be doing the annual Splash for Success campaign to raise €100,000 for Midwest Simon Community's Activation and Community Engagement Programme. I'm delighted to say that June Curtin joins us in studio with Paul Ahern, the Community Integration and Activation Officer with Midwest Simon Community. You're both very welcome.
Good morning, Adam, and thank you so much for having us in again this year.
No problem. Thanks for coming in. And June, you're wearing a very impressive and warm-looking jacket. Is that part of you know the way squirrels, you know, store up nuts for the winter? Or is this what you like trying to like store up heat to get you through those 3 weeks of December?
I don't think you could store up near enough heat, to be honest, when you're getting to see three times a day.
Yeah, so remind people, the 63 dips in 21 days. So that obviously, with our basic maths, three dips each day. At what times of the day are you going
in? Yes, three swims a day from the 1st of December to the 21st. Of December. So I'll be getting into the sea at 9:15, 1:15 and 4:15 daily. That's 63 swims in 21 days. Please God, I'll be able to do it.
Because I did pay you a visit out there last year, I suppose maybe a week or two into it, and it was windy, it was cold. I was wearing a big jacket and I had a scarf and I was holding the recorder interviewing you as you were getting ready to go into the water and my hand was shaking. It was so cold.
You had several layers on.
I had several layers on. I was still being affected by the elements.
I'll tell the truth. You had several layers on and you could not keep your hand steady.
Don't be telling me. You don't have to give the listeners every detail, you know? Come on, like. But no.
Keep your hand steady to record.
Yeah, but I was even more impressed that you're able to do that three times a day. And if people listen and think, oh, there's, you know, 9:15, 1:15, 4:15, there's a nice kind of time there to recuperate. That's not the case. You were telling me it's actually you're only just kind of recovering and you're back out again.
Yeah, there's very little time. You think you have a lot of time, really, I suppose, and the day goes so quickly. And I suppose the logistics, I always say, of keeping swimsuits dry and keeping my booties dry. I don't wear a wetsuit. I just get in a swimsuit and I wear the surf booties and I wear a warm hat on my head. And actually, we had a discussion at the beach the other morning and somebody said to me, who's new to the group, said, you know, do you just dip your toes when you're getting in the second and third time? And Mary Morrissey, who is my swimmer since day two when I started, she said, actually, I'm witness to this, she said. And despite any kind of weather, hail, rain or shine, she said, and I say to June, you know, it's really bad today. Nobody will know if you don't get in. And I said to Mary one day, well, you know, I said, I will know. So I immerse myself fully each time, and getting into the sea once a day in December is very hard, not to mind getting in three times a day. But I always think about why I'm doing it and the difference that the donations that people make and that we will hand over on the 21st of December, it'll make a phenomenal difference to the Midwest Simon community.
And indeed, Paul, you are living proof of that incredible difference that it makes, because, you know, last year, June, you raised €56,000 thereabouts, and you would actually start out, was it to raise around 30, and you decided to up the ante and exceeded your expectations, and that was to help Midwest Simon hire somebody like Paul.
Yes, and she did that, a force, that's what June is. And I suppose the day that's in it, we must say a happy Thanksgiving, I suppose, to everyone, and especially to June. Midwest Simon, of course, appreciate what June is doing. June is a force, an extraordinary force. She has created, you're talking about difference, created real changes in people's lives already. And I know the target is seemingly high, but something tells me she'll achieve it. And on behalf of Midwest Simon, I would like to thank her very much. And I know her connection with Jackie Bonfield, our CEO, is very close, and these connections all help. And it does change real things for real people in real time. You're talking changes people in work, college, apprenticeships, and these things are unfolding as we speak. So the long-term effects, albeit it's a short-term view, but the long-term effects maybe change the history of time. So to June, I think, a massive thanks, and it does change a wider community. She's asking the question. How do we treat our weaker members of society? And June is changing this. And these conversations are fantastic to have, and it's much appreciated.
Cheers, Paul. You have a great radio voice. I better watch out or you'd be taking my job.
Thank you, Alan.
You have a great radio voice.
Thank you.
And first time on radio, might I add?
It may not be his last if I'm not careful. Anyway, just sticking with the job you do, yes. Can you give people a sense of what you do as Community Integration and Activation Officer within Mid West Simon?
Okay. We're dealing with a marginalised community immediately, okay? So what we're doing, the integration activation, is offering pathways, right, to work, education, apprenticeships, training, courses, and that's what we do. We would link in with the likes of local development companies, education boards, Limerick and Clare education authorities and things like that, and the higher education boards. So we're doing all those link-ins.
Okay.
So in real time and at this present moment, we would have, and I suppose that's since June now, we would have 10 people who were offered immediate employment, 2 people in college, 2 people who have accessed apprenticeships, and 2 other ongoing courses. Like, they are real changes, real differences. And look, homelessness and the situation of homelessness, there's diverse reasons for homelessness. And when a person is ready, and if we can afford those sources towards them, we can help change their lives. So yeah. What we do is we offer them a facility to open the door. That's what integration is. And hopefully they'll fly. That's what we do initially. And the expectation is that we will do a lot more next year.
Right. So that's absolutely brilliant. And it just shows you the difference this fundraising makes. Now, June, you have set the bar high for this year, €100,000, nearly double what you raised last year. But, you know, as Paul says, if anyone can do it, you can. And I guess when you're, you know, those moments, because I'm sure over the course of 63 dips, there's moments where you're tempted to give up, knowing that Paul is in this role because of the money you raised, will spur you on.
Absolutely. And I suppose the target is very high this year, €100,000. And I know my own family were absolutely having heart failure when I said it to them. And they said,
"Are you mad?"
Yeah. They were even talking about the Late Late Show when they do things for Pieta House or yeah. they do different fundraisers like that. And they said they always set the bar lower and exceed then the target. And would you not do something like that? And I said, go big or go home. And I firmly believe that the people will get behind me, because they do every year, and I'm very confident that I will reach my target. And you know what, if I don't, I know that I will have put my backbone into it and I will have given it my best shot, and whatever is raised will go a long way in helping the likes of the people that Paul here has been talking about. And I know the difference that money will make. And outside of that, even there's very little talk about the hidden homelessness in Ireland. And there's so much of that. There's as many as 290,000 people in Ireland are experiencing hidden homelessness, staying with friends and family, you know, and there's no talk about that. 1 in 4 people know someone who has or is experiencing hidden homelessness in the past 12 months. And I think a kind gesture, reaching out and compassion can help. And I think if I can do the 3 swims, that all I'm asking people is that they donate. And I know this year is very hard for an awful lot of people because nobody has money. Yeah. You know, things are very tight with the lead up to Christmas. So I'm not asking for big money, but I'm asking, can you spare a fiver, which is the price of a coffee and a scone that you might have, treat yourself to on a Friday morning? You know, I'm not saying donate €100. If you can spare €100, wonderful. And there are many who can, but equally there are many who can spare very little. So I'm asking, can you spare that €5 this Christmas?
And if people can, I'm sure people, Claire, are always so generous and help out good causes.
Absolutely.
When they can, June, how can they donate? And when can they start donating? Is it an I Donate page? Or?
There's an I Donate page set up on my Instagram, and my Instagram handle is at Snobby Sosta, it's called. And that's live already. We did a sleep out last Friday on the beach for the homeless to launch our 3 swims a day. It's our second year in a row doing the sleep out, and about 16 of us slept out in tents. And the fundraising page is coming close already to, well, hopefully by the end of this week, I'll have hit €10,000.
Oh, fantastic.
And that's the first 10 of 100, so 90 to go. And I haven't even started my swimming yet.
So that's
a great start. And it's all small donations at fives, tens, twenties, which are coming in, and they all add up. It might seem like very little when you're looking for 100,000, but all the fives add up collectively.
Was it cold when you slept out on the beach?
Absolutely. Oh, freezing.
And probably nowhere near as cold as it's going to be when you get in the water. I shouldn't be reminding you that, because I committed to doing it with you at some stage.
You're
so anyway.
To doing one with me, and maybe Colin McGrath, if you're listening, you might join us too.
Oh, I'm sure he'd only be too delighted. Colm, you're joining us.
Colm will hang me out now for a day.
You're joining us in the water. And sure, Paul, it's the Atlantic Ocean. There's room for many more if you're out that way as well.
Of course we will. Thank you for that, Alan.
If people don't feel like getting into the sea, but of course you have promised that, Alan, they can always pop along to the beach, and I take cash donations every day.
I'm hoping, Jean, I'm very hairy. I've got my own exterior inbuilt coat, so I'm hoping that will help protect me against the elements. Probably wishful thinking though, but anyway, we wish you the very best of luck, and as I say, I'll be out there, we'll check in on how it is going, and it's all for a brilliant cause. Donate and help out June to help out Midwest Simon Community if you can. June Curtin and Paul Ahern from Midwest Simon Community, a big thank you to both
of you
for joining us on the programme this morning.
Thank you, June.